Blog Talk Radio.
Hood, rich, 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 rich,
high class street music. High class.
They tell me.
Crack baby. Damn. Mama, she was in the street, so guess who raised me?
Street,
you motherfucking right. Couldn't get it from my mama, so I got it off the block. Been working my whole life, but I ain't never punched the clock.
Trap.
9 years old, I seen a nigga get shot. Damn.
Damn.
Niggas quick to run they mouth when they get jammed. Pussy ass nigga, tell it on his own fam. Same nigga that you break your neck for.
Yeah.
Be the same nigga that cross you out and wet you up. Supposed to be chasing money, but you chasing bitches. Real bosses don't talk, we just sit back and listen. Stack that paper up and then make boss moves.
Yeah.
She like to argue, so I sent that bitch to law school.
Keep it real with your dog, no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach. Real nigga shit, only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he'll fucking leak.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga. Ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach. Zay got the motherfucking bass thumping.
Zay.
Dolph got the motherfucking trap jumping.
Dolph.
Doors to the trap open. Now I sell you something.
You
hell nah, don't ask. I ain't fronting nothing.
Hell nah.
I fucked your bitch and told her I'll see you around. Dolph just skipped town with 200,000. Dolph just pulled a 8 and a 2-liter pop. They say Dolph addicted to these streets just like his pop. Addicted to hustling, I can't stop.
Can't stop.
Won't stop.
Won't stop.
Can't stop.
Aye.
Never hear me complain about what I ain't got.
Nah.
Cause if I want it, I'ma go get it.
Aye.
Yeah. Aye. Free my nigga, aye. Yo, did
aye.
It. Got paper round tatted on your whole titty.
Empire.
Same nigga you getting high with, he really your enemy.
Damn.
Every day niggas cross their partners out for Benjamin.
Keep it real with your dog, no matter what.
Preach. Same bitch decline, she love you, she'll set you up.
Preach. Out here in these streets, it ain't no such thing as love.
Preach. The only thing I trust is this pistol and these slugs.
Preach. Real nigga shit, only when I do speak.
If that nigga don't work, he'll fucking leech.
Preach. I ain't got shit for a nigga, ain't nothing in this motherfucking world free.
Preach.
I don't even wanna fucking talk to these niggas.
Yeah.
Let's just show them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I see dead rappers the dead of night to get a sight. Ghost shit, that's why I never write by time. Not get a refund, nigga. You can make a movie and not get a rerun, nigga.
See that?
But you can make a scene and I make a buck. My steelos, treat them like a kilo. Cut them or tape them up. I ain't the killer type, I'm the villa type. Black tuxedo when the Porsche's vanilla white. I can't even pillow fight. Guns in the pillowcase. Trying to count the old bills, the shit's got the low face. Start with a little weight. Start with a couple rhymes. I did the shit once, I could do it a couple times.
I'm me.
My nigga look at me now. It's a show, not chill when they booking me now. Wolf King, fuck around and get you put in the ground. Be the best out, it's no need for looking around.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my nigga needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Big man with the muscles, I can all put the razor to him. Silverback, brains on the wall like Gorilla Glue. Cross any one of my niggas, I don't care how you do him. Send his cold body back home, I don't care how you flow him. Brother Cousin used to work with him, I don't care how you know him. Send my main bitch to go fuck him, I don't care how she screw him. Plant-based, vegan or beef, I don't care how you chew him. Locks got too many fucking hits, it's hard to pull. Been underrated, but the streets, they got us so warm. I'm like, thank you, cuz, just because. Fame and money bring jealousy, that's what it does. Niggas lie on IG just to get a buzz. Someone in college paid off, so I gave it to him. Sent my nigga money in jail, it just made it to him. Cross me, suck my dick, if you related to him. And when I'm dead and gone, just be glad you know.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't gotta talk behind his back, yeah. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him. First time seeing some profit, it was amazing to him. Now he want one of my watches, so I gave it to him. You just keep the gun in your pocket, that's good behavior to him. He ain't even gotta repay me, that's just a favor to him. Reason that they worship the God, I'm like a savior to him. Sometimes I give it to him harsh, at least I gave it to him. Told my man they in the air, then they made it to him. Dance with the devil one time, now I'm related to him. From the dirt to the muddy waters, yeah, I made it to him. Couple flicks, couple money orders, so I gave it to him. Mom, Dukes, wifey and my daughters trying to gate it to him. As soon as them things cross the border, yeah, I gave it to him. You already know, cop and go, that's how Jada do him. Look him in his eyes, be a man about it, say it to him. Then again, you'll probably do it how I hate it to him. Silent to 10 years, I put the potato to him. 200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Put your phone on D&D and pay him no mind. And this bitch really listen to me and it's so sad. This whole out of line. But I don't want the fuckery, I like you touch me just to get close to my nine.
Yeah, cause Subi's on, I'm feeling wavy as ever.
If you do me wrong, I'ma move on to the better.
Yeah, and I'm paranoid, so I just hold on my Beretta.
This bitch here a little baddie told the bitch to add me, it's now or never.
Yeah, and we met at New Apollos. And she fucked me for a ride.
Yeah, and I'm turned in the spot. If he get to acting stupid, I'ma get the shoot and watch his body drop.
This night, it won't never end. I can't take a L, all I do is win. This hoe, she just fronted on me, now I'm mad. I'm about to go try up on her best friend.
These bitches be acting hot, but they trash. That's why I act blind in these Ray-Bans. I'm really a sex addict, I just fuck Keisha, now I'm about to link Ray-Van.
Yeah,
it's really a litty night. This gold magnum, it's gon' get me right. It saved me from babies and girls going crazy. I won't have a baby through the night. You know we be bugging, you know we be thugging. You drop a four, then we start a fight. You know we be bugging, you know we be thugging. You drop a four, then we start a fight.
Oh baby, let's fuck one more time.
If your nigga keep running you down, put your phone D&D and pay him no mind. And this bitch really listen to me and it's so sad. It's so out of line. But I don't want the fuckery, I like you touch me. Just don't get close to my nine.
Yeah, and we met at New Apollos.
And she fucked me for a ride. Yeah, and I'm turned in the spot. If he get to acting stupid, I'ma get the shoe and watch his body drop. Step out of my house and look down. I'm dripped out. This bitch flirting with me, I'ma back my big dick out. This big blizzy on my side, watch the bullet spit out.
And I can't forget the game. All my niggas really dripped out. Yeah, I just see my ex and I roll by. Nappy boy from the fall, and I don't say hi. Let's turn up a little more. That boat, she drive. Ice cups from the corner store, and we getting high. Kasubi's on, I'm feeling wavy as ever. If you do me wrong, I'ma move on to the better. Yeah, and I'm paranoid, so I just hold on my Beretta. This bitch, she a little baddie, told the bitch to add me, it's now or never. Yeah, and we met at New Apollo's. And she fucked me for a ride. Yeah, and I'm turned in the spot. If he get to act stupid, I'ma get the shoot and watch his body drop.
Yeah, ooh, baby. Yeah, ooh, ooh, baby. Hey, y'all bitches love this one, bro. Hey. Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram. Fuck y'all bitches. Bah!
Show a difference between a dog and a master. Lamborghini truck flooring. Got your bitch in the back whoring. She like, Poppy, I adore you. I'm like, baby, I ain't normal. Foreigner.
Hoodie on, nigga scared. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Christian Dior anymore, don't you see LeBron anymore. Yeah, nah, 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 let it off. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, 45 in my drawers. You say I sound like a dog. Oh God, I'm a fraud. I was in all the stars. I bought every Hermes scarf. Yeah, do you feel me? I'm comparing like Mary, but I still need more. I can go on and on. Yeah, I ain't even gotta talk. Yeah, tropical nine. Y'all with a semi, y'all nigga with a Richie. Y'all nigga with a Richie, the Richie the one that came with the big head nigga Jimmy. Head shot, that's a Jimmy. Big dog in my city. Killer out in this bitch. Red dot to the city. Yeah.
Dougie, yo, told me he been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just wanna show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mad petition. Lately, this cash I'm getting got me losing count of these bags. I've been moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit but a bitch with a badge.
All my life they be trying to keep me down. All this time, never thought I'd make it out. No, no, no. All my life, they be trying to keep me
me down. I decided I had to finish, but the media called me a menace. I done sat with the mayor and politicians, I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more, I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm a voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. Know some people that still undeployed. I know a felon who trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going through courts. Went to jail, they was chaining me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really had came in the clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but
all my life,
all my life
they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time,
never thought I'd make it out. No, no.
They couldn't take me.
No.
All my life.
All my life.
They tried to keep me down.
They be trying to keep me down.
First generation ghetto nigga. Cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Niggas keep shooting up the let out. Yo, enjoy the pill, gotta get out. The shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like I'm facing a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the lap, niggas, so they think they ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them fumbling, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons firing. I've been stuck between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy till somebody murdered a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching lil' buddy name. Got a play in his tunes all day in my room. Thinking damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzing. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule, if you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple, it's the principle. On any tempo, I'm invincible. Don't even rap, I just vent to you. I'd rather that than an interview most days. Fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs stay so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my
life,
they be trying to keep me down.
All this time,
all this time,
never thought I'd make it out.
They couldn't break me,
no, no.
They couldn't take me,
no.
All my life,
all my life,
they be trying to keep me down.
Peace, y'all. What's poppin'? I'm laughing. I'm having a good time, y'all. Ultimately, I'm just trying to understand what's going on in our community. So I find that to be interesting. So I just made a post. I thought it was I don't even know what I think. I just thought it was a good place to start. as it relates to the conversation that really needs to be had. And what this is saying is, it's saying, somebody wrote on IG, somebody sent this to me, by the way, but they put up, I'm going after all you scammers and all you people giving wrong info and charging. And then it goes into, if you're still paying your bills, you should not be teaching. Tag people that have scammed you. You don't be scared. Tag them below so we can evict them. I think these bums from the community. It says, if you were done wrong by someone dealing with consumer law, tag them. I'll ask them the questions for you. You don't have to be scared. These people are. And we have had enough Excuse me. My bad, y'all. But yeah, this thing says they've had enough. And I thought it was good of the person that shared it with me for sharing it with me, because I had a great consultation with that individual, and they brought some of these things to my attention. So this is the conversation I'd like to continue. And the reality really is that we have a lot of folks that are out here providing imitation or imitation like processes, like imitation crab, right? Imitation crab meat. So, excuse me, they're pretending, right, that they know what they're talking about. Had a great one today too, earlier today. Someone talking to me about like the whole SEC process and everything under the sun. But it's just frightening, like even with the person I spoke to today on that particular topic, like it's frightening to have people provide services. And this is what happened to this individual. They paid for a service. The individual said that they would go ahead and file all the paperwork, pay all the paperwork, do everything for them. And they did this. And the person or the individual who was done for has no clue what was done, how to use the information that was prepared, so on and so forth. So I just find it fascinating, and I'm happy that somebody is striking the match at this point to say, you know what, there's some things that we're not discussing, right? Because we're quick to praise somebody. We're quick to say, yeah, this is good info. But at the end of the day, when they do step wrong intentionally, and it's not the accidental issues, right? It's the intentional ones. Then it becomes an issue, and we're not bringing back to the community to help the next person avoid that trap, so to speak. In any instance, it's been a good few days as it relates to studying. Studying got away from me today, I'll admit that. But it's been a good few days so far, getting in the grind and putting a lot of these things into place. So one of the things that I went ahead and did is, we went ahead and we updated our Linktree. So on Linktree, on IG, if you go to IG, click the link in the bio, you'll see that there's, let me go in there, by the way, there's a variety of different things that were either changed or updated. Let me go in. So you'll know it's updated because we changed even the background. So when you go in, we're doing, we're going to open back up our Telegram group chat. When you go on Linktree and IG, you'll see that you have to sign up for the Telegram group chat. We want to be purposeful. We know that people do come in. Some people have intentions of getting involved. Others will come in and try to solicit information or just gather information for whatever purpose, rhyme or reason, right? So we want to be intentional with steering the group and making sure that we're actually being productive in that group. So what the $35 one-time sign-up fee is going to afford you is an opportunity to have access to us as far as the things that we will post in here. And then we'll provide Spotty, and I say that because it'll just be based on the community and the community chat, but we'll have some, Q&As, but we're only going to do one a month. So once we start getting members in, we'll decide which day works best, and then we'll figure out some of those things in terms of finer details. But the idea right now is that everybody can come in. We know that people want to get access to the information. I'm only looking for people that are serious. And to be honest with you, those that don't have any irons in the fire, they really are serious about the process, and your $35 is nothing. You know what I mean? And I mean no disrespect. What I mean by that is that we're not looking for you to come and, shower us with gifts. We're looking for you to be committed. And we know that some people, even though they want to get to the information, they might not be able to afford our membership course and things of that nature. So we're trying to make it conducive for everyone. All right. So again, you get it, you get in, I mean, you get out what you put in into this process. So don't come into the Telegram group chat if you're not going to be active, if you're not going to be following through on the processes and the information that we provide. All right. The next thing is we set up a Discord group chat. That one is the one that we're going to provide one monthly. I guess you could say live video call, right? So that's not going to just be a chat. It's going to be a live call where we show videos on whatever information that we're teaching. So what I mean by that, it'd be live. We'll be doing it. So you'll just be able to see our screen, and we'll be able to go through whatever process we're talking about at that time. So those are the two main things that have been updated. Patreon is still being revamped. Blog Talk is up and running. Obviously, y'all are on here. And then the YouTube channel, I haven't touched in a little while. So, but these are things that we're gearing up to make sure that people have access, make sure that people can get involved. But I'm not looking to deal with the things that I have been dealing with. So, yeah, there's going to be some changes as it relates to that. All right. As far as tonight's lesson, I know y'all have just come for, you know, me to rant. I apologize, but I'm still streamlining a lot of those things. While juggling a million other things, and I wish I could get some help, but I understand, you know, that's my responsibility, so I'm doing the best I can and moving as fast as I can. So tonight, let me see. So I was debating, you know, I've been talking about the name change, and one of my consultations today was on that, and they were inquiring about, you know, to kind of go in depth. What I will say is I'll just give this out and I'll probably go to the next article because I think I have a little bit more fun kind of going through this one. But with the name change, here's a book that y'all can look at to help you really, truly understand or overstand what these names represent. But this book is called Name, Dates, and Numbers, What They Mean to You. So this is not the one I'm looking for. The one I was looking for was I believe it was a Sarah person, but a female. But I can't remember the name of that book exactly. But this is one that you can use, right? It goes into even choosing names for your child, names suitable for marriage. Think about that. How each single name affects the life, you know, so they got quite a bit of information. It's an easy read. It's not even a long book. It's like 70-something pages, maybe a little bit more. But it's, you know, under 100 pages, give or take, of reading material, quick, fast reading. What I am going to go into is talking a little bit about this whole post that I made on IG. And I just don't know. I just don't know if people get it. You know, I talked about the fact that, and we talked about the fact that we did a social experiment. We put up the post, right? And we can read it again for y'all for those that didn't catch it. But it was just a quote from the Constitution, right? And it was talking about what they could and could not do. And I think a lot of y'all just are willing to trying to take the chance, right? And the chance that you're taking is just to navigate this process as if you really didn't care, right? Or if you were really blind, truly blind to what's happening. So, as always, I like to show stuff in black and white, so I'm going to go over some of this stuff today. Thing I have pulled up on IG. No, I don't think I have it up on my computer. Right. It really just said, I guess this is as large as it gets. All right. So it says that the lawmakers shall not pass any special or any local laws of the following enumerated cases. So the lawmakers,
cannot provide any laws, and I'll just jump around here, for people who want to change their names, for people who are looking to get divorced, for minors, which ultimately is everybody. But even more importantly, you know, this whole inheritance component that people fail to gravitate to is one of our biggest challenges. It really is. And it's a simple concept. It's called corruption of blood. Right? And some people do not believe that this is so. Come on, man. I hate when they be doing that. All right, let's see what this says. Here's my glasses that I cannot find. My silly self have locked them away. All right, so I'm going to have to do this without the glasses. All right, so it says here, corruption of blood. Let me see if I can click on something. That's going to help me do. All right, this is just for time traveling purposes. The term corruption of blood was first used in 1563. And in 1563, what it meant was the effect of an attainder which bars a person from inheriting, retaining, or transmitting any estate, rank, or title. Now, I'm just always a little bit slow, and I promise y'all that I've looked at this before, but not this particular term, right? And it's always fascinating to me to see how they present the information, right? Now, let me go here. The term attainder, it has to do with extinction of the civil rights and capacities of a person upon sentence of death or outlawry, usually after a conviction of treason. This term is from the 15th century. Right. Y'all know this term, so let me click on that. Y'all know a bill of attainder, or you've heard that term, a legislative act that imposes punishment without a trial. Pay attention. So we got attainder, we got bill of attainder, and we have the whole idea of them working corruption of blood. So it's the effect of an order of treason which bars a person from inheriting, retaining, or transmitting any estate, rank, or title. And y'all don't even know what that means. But it's very powerful. See how I did that just now? I just replaced attainder so that we can make sense of the definition that they have for corruption of blood. When they say the effect of an attainder, we don't know what that means. But when we understand that that is a charge of treason, yes, it would make sense that if you were charged with treason, they would bar you from either inheriting, retaining, or transmitting any estate, rank, or title. That would make sense. Used in the 1563, corruption of blood. Now,
for a lot of y'all just like, why are you talking about corruption of blood? That has nothing to do with what we have going on. And I would then say that you are absolutely incorrect. So I'm going to start this today, and I'll pick it up again probably on Thursday, and I'll go through it more thoroughly. I realized some things about the shows, so I'm acting accordingly. All right, so this is what it says. I'm not going to butcher these terms because I can't even pronounce half of these Latin terms that are in front of me. I am going to do the best that I can to not butcher them. All right. So, parens est nomen generale ad omne genus cognitionis. I don't even know if I said that right. And it says it's a maxim. And I want you all to write this maxim down. Right? I would put it in the chat, but y'all be frustrating me when I have the chat open. So I haven't done that in months, if not almost a year now. But parens est nomen generale ad omne genus cognitionis, right? I don't know if I'm saying it right, but this is what it means. It says that it's a maximum, maxim, which means parent is a general name for every kind of relationship. I don't even know if I want to go past just that sentence or that statement, however you want to look at it. I don't even know if I want to move past that maxim, right? This is, I want to say, damn near insane. Every relationship that you entered into, that you did not construct and therefore issue, right? Meaning like you're basically signing a contract that you did not create, or you're entering into an agreement which you are not the author of the agreement, dictates that these individuals you're signing with or becoming affiliated with would then be your parents. This is insane. Like, I want y'all to absorb that because I don't want to just blow past it. If you can't cognitively process what I'm saying, I need you to go sit down and I need you to look up this term, right? It's not even hard to find, right? But it's a whole maxim, right? Parent is just a general name for any relationship you enter into, or for every kind of relationship you enter into. Now, we were often taught about, let me Google that, that patria, potestas, right? We were taught about patria potestas. And this is what it is. Let me pull it up. Patria potestas is power of a father. It's the power of the father. Now, let me just jump down to what the power of the father, actually, before I go there, let me just help you all with this. So we were taught that term, but rarely do we hear about parent patria, right? Now, let me pull that up. And that means literally parent of the country. Now, I'm going to pause on this, right? And I want you to see what they're doing. So, patria potestas, power of a father, not the father, a father. In Roman family law, power that the male head of a family exercised over his children and his more remote descendants in the male line, whatever their age, as well as over those brought into the family by adoption, right? This power meant originally not only that he had control over the persons of his children, the persons. What persons of his children? Is it talking about the body of the child, the physical body of the child? Well, he had control over the physical body of the child, amounting even to a right to inflict capital punishment. Shit. I don't know what capital punishment is, but capital punishment means, also called death penalty, execution of an offender sentenced to death after conviction by a court of law of a criminal offense. This is what it means today. But back in their day, the father said, I brought you in this world and I take you out this world. This is where it comes from, people. We've seen this in real life. If I'm not mistaken, this was something that tragically happened to one of our male entertainers. You get what I'm saying? His father took him out. So this is what it says. It says, let me read it again. This power meant originally not only that he had control over the persons of his children, amounting even to a right to inflict, that means to do it, capital punishment, but that he alone had any right in private law. Oh, man. This is insane. People need to read this stuff. So it says, thus, acquisitions of a child became the property of the father. Now, why are they talking about property? What did they mean by the persons of his children? This is so... No, I'm just kidding. Thus, acquisitions of a child became the property of the father. The father might allow a child, as he might a slave, certain property to treat as his own. But in the eye of the law, it continued to belong to the father. This is very brief. I just want to run through it. Patria potestas ceased normally only in the death of the father. But the father might voluntarily free the child by emancipation, and the daughter ceased to be under the father's potestas if upon her marriage she came under her husband's manus. I'm not going to click on that term. Corresponding power of husband over wife. That's what it means. By classical times, the father power of life and death had shrunk to that of light punishment. See, life and death. And sons could keep as their own what they earned as soldiers. By 527 to 565, the rules of peculium castrinus, were extended to many sorts of professional earnings, and in other acquisitions such as property inherited from the mother, the father's rights were reduced to a life interest. This is where we are today. But where are we coming from? Now, I always like to poke at the bear because I'm just asking you all to have an open mind and to look at this in the lens that we're about to paint, right? Because this is black and white. The acquisitions of a child became the property of the father. The father allowed the child just as they would allow the slave. Now, what does that remind me of? What does that remind me of? That sounds like That sounds like Bible. So let's go here and see what the Bible has to say. What did you say, Bible? Bible. We're not going to read this one because that's not it. Let's go here. And let's see. What I am saying is that as long as an ear is underage, which is a minor people, he is no different from a slave. Now, I must be losing my shit because this says that the acquisitions of a child become the property of the father. The father might allow a child, as he might a slave, certain property to treat as his own, but in the eyes of the law, it continued to belong to the father. Wow. Here, the underage ear, right, is treated no different from a slave. And the verse continues to say, although the ear owns the whole estate, it's his, he's about to get it. The ear is subject to guardians and trustees. That sounds like the daddy. Right? But in this instance, the daddy sets it. And this is exactly what you all are living, but you don't see it. We're living the things that they want us to absorb, which we have absorbed because many people have been open to the scriptures, especially here in the West. So in some way, shape, or form, you've come across language that is impacting your life right now, if you can only see it. So I'm going to prove it to you shortly. The heir is subject to guardians and trustees. Y'all like to say when you go into court, they make you the trustee, but they're really the trustee. You know, y'all like to say, well, let me say this one. This one's correct. I like to say, right, the Constitution is a trust document. So everybody that is involved in those public offices are involved in offices of trust. You're under trusteeship. So the question would be, who's the pappy? Push it up the test. The state is your daddy. All right. So we're going to get to it. So it says, so also when we were underage, we were in slavery. Listen to what they're saying under the elemental spiritual forces of the world. But when the set time had fully come, right? Oh, I'm going too far into this. But it says that the son born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law that we might receive adoption to sonship. Because you are his sons. So a lot of people would maximize this, and I've seen this utilized because people rely on the Bible to create their separation. But that's not what I want to get into today. So you are no longer a slave, they said, when this is all said and done, but you are God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir. Now, let me tell y'all, I'm not fond of none of that language at all. Child is something that has confused every last one of us. You know, I've never done this. Let me do it right now. I'm going to do it right now. I never look at something. Yeah, I know y'all like, hey, you jumping all over the place. No, I'm not. You just need to keep up. And if you can't keep up, go back and listen to it again. All right, let me see. I don't like this. Let's see what they say. All right. I went to look up what a child is because I don't know what a child is. This word has two meanings in law. In law of domestic relations and as the descent and distribution, it is used strictly as the corrective of parent and means a son or daughter considered as in relation with father or mother. In law of negligence and in laws for the protection of children, it is used as the child, opposite of adult, and means the young of human species, generally under the age of puberty, without any reference to parentage and without distinction of sex. This is not what I'm looking for. Not when I'm looking up this type of term. So let's see what they say in their codes. The term child means an individual under the age of 13. This is what their codes say. All right, cool. What else is there? Young person. All right. Yeah, thank you. All right. So, child, a person natural offspring, a person 14 years and under, a child should be distinguished from a minor who is anyone under 18 in almost all states. All right. That's what they want you to get. All right. So, in wills and deeds, child can refer to persons of any age. Normally, child will refer to issue in the first generation only, excluding grandchildren, so on and so forth. But if the testator's intention can be interpreted as, see that word? Law is an interpretation of words, people. Interpreted as including descendants, then the position may be different. All right. Still not answering my damn question. All right. So let's get to it. Now, here we go. Children born in lawful wedlock or within a competent time afterwards. That shit right there is just mind blowing. So what they just said right here, and I'll go into it another time, but they said children born into wedlock, right? So if you're born into wedlock, that means your parents were married. So your mom, your dad, they were married. They conceived you in marriage under that union. So therefore you fall under the rights of the father, right? So you are a true inheritor of your father's legacy. Now, they said, or within a competent time afterwards. So if you're not born into wedlock, they're telling you that in a short time you can get into wedlock after. So they have a rule, and this is insane to me. So in the Bible, they teach us, or they taught us, that to have a child out of wedlock was a sin. That was a sin, right? And you have to ask yourself a question. If the lawmakers can simply provide you with a form to cover that sin so that you would fall in a competent time afterwards, right? Therefore, changing the status of a child born illegitimately to legitimate. That's what they're doing. So born out of wedlock into born into wedlock. And they have a whole process on this. Nobody talks about these things, but that ain't anything. All right. This is going to explain what happens. If a child is born in lawful wedlock, they are presumed to be the issue of the father. So that means that the child will have to follow his condition. I love the way they word this shit. So basically, they're just saying his lineage, right, is clearly attached to the father. They try to track Jesus through the... I ain't even gonna go there. All right, so those born out of lawful wedlock, born out of... See, this is where you get cut off. You follow the condition of the mother. This is not me. I'm just reading black and white. The father is bound to maintain his children, to educate them, to protect them from injuries. Children are, on their part, bound to maintain their fathers and mothers when in need, and they are of ability to do so. So this is what's supposed to happen. A lot of us is deviated from this. The father is entitled to the custody of minor children. So when y'all are going through these child protective thingies and whatnots, I'm telling you, it's all about that BC. I ain't even getting into what I want to get into, but it's all about that BC. I'm going to keep going, though. Watch this. The father is entitled to the custody of the minors, but under certain circumstances, the mother will be entitled to them when the father and mother have separated. The mother will be entitled to them when they grant a divorce. The mother will be entitled to them when you have a divorce. The mother, I just want to make sure y'all get it. The mother will be entitled to them when y'all get separate. The mother will be entitled to them when y'all get a divorce. When children are liable to the reasonable correction of their parents. Now, this is what it is now. Reasonable correction. Before, it was life and death. The term children does not ordinarily and properly speaking comprehend grandchildren. So I don't need to go into this. It says, under the name of children are comprehended not only children of the first degree, but grandchildren, so on and so forth. So children are divided into legitimate children, or those born in wedlock, and natural or illegitimate children who are born bastards. Now, y'all gonna get offended for me revealing the truth to you all, but a lot of us were born into the status of that of a bastard. So what is a bastard? What is a foundling? What are these terms and how do they mesh together? What is legitimate? What is illegitimate? Where are these laws in your state? Do you know what they have to do with you and everything else under the sun? By the way, they had a quick fix for it. Your window might have closed, but there was a quick fix for it. Illegitimate children are insatiate bastards. Oh, God. Or those which are not insatiate. All right. This says posthumous children are those who are born after of their fathers, right? They say, in this state, the will of their fathers in which no provision is made for them is revoked as far as regards them by operation of law. So they will not accept a will that revokes, I mean, that does not address a true heir. That's insane. I got to read that again. So I'm going to go back to it. So they're basically saying the show is over. So I don't know if y'all can hear me. I'm going to keep going for a little bit, see if I can just go over just to make my point briefly. So what I was trying to get y'all to get at is I gave you a term after I gave that maxim, and it was parents patria. And it literally means parent of the country. Now, when you look this up and you find out what they mean by parent of the country, who would be the parent of the country? Well, here's the answer. Many of us fail to realize that each That each individual parent is, I just lost my space. Each individual state is its own country, And then you have the so-called federal union, which is the feds, right? So the parent of the country is your individual state. And then the overall parent of everybody, it seems like, is the feds. So why is that important? Well, here's why it's important. They have what you call parental authority. If they're the parents of the country under their so-called sovereignty, then parental authority means a term which implies restraint, not imprisonment. So parental authority is meant to restrain you, not to imprison you. And then they have a term called parental influence, an influence based on kindness and affection, which may bias the child's mind and induce the child to do that which may be imprudent, and which if the child were properly protected, it would never do. These are the important components that you need to look at as it relates to the relationships of every kind. Granting these individuals the so-called authority to be parents over you. On Thursday, I'll go into it a little bit more, and then I'll explain to you what you're supposed to get from that, because I just scratched the surface. Peace.